Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Debbie coming in.
Suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold.
Faith takes on. The faith will suffer for this.
The things hoped for.
What is the outcome? And I'm truly hoping for the outcome. All right. I think we're ready to start on up. Another beautiful Saturday, man. I'm Priest Bonabai. Starting a little late, getting in. We try to kick in with a part of time. It's getting off work, rushing in, but we're here ready to get it going. Me and the Barkawa, ready to do this up, man. The topic we want to go over tonight is faith. But what I put it is, faith is our foundation. And as we're looking at the times that we're coming into and how hard things are getting, for your outcome to be what you are expecting, or for a good outcome, not even say what you're expecting. The crazy thing about serving the Most High in this truth is a lot of outcomes, the outcome that the Most High has happened for us is the best outcome. A lot of times, just because we don't see it, we don't see it, and until we go through something and then allow the Father to do what he's going to do, we'll never get to that point where we can really develop faith in the Father. Because we don't truly have faith because we're looking to control the outcome rather than just trust in the Most High. Trust the Most High that the Father knows what he's doing. Trust that the Father he sees something that you don't see. Even the scripture that says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. It's in the Apocrypha. I need that scripture. Because when we get into this, we're saying, a lot of times we don't understand what the Most High is doing. A lot of our anger, a lot of our, we oppose, a lot of we try to force a direction, we force things our way, because I don't truly understand what the Most High is doing. We're trying to out-calculate the Father. We're trying to manipulate the Spirit. And we believe that because we manipulate people, we can control what we think is controlling the outcome. The outcome that you're trying to control to make it your way, the sad thing is the Father may have had something better in store for you than what it was that you was trying to push for. So I want to start here. I think it's the second Ezra, right? It's in the Apocrypha. I think it's Ezra.
It's 4:5-8. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the
Right. Is that the one?
Read 7. 7. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Now we look at, as we go through this, why is what he just read important? He said, the wicked man hath to forsake his way, and the unrighteous man has to forsake his thoughts. Why? What does that mean? I want you to hold that real quick. And I want you to go to, go to Romans chapter 14 real fast. And this just goes right with building on the topic and the direction that we're going into. This is about faith. Why do I have to let go of my thoughts? As an unrighteous man. What about my thoughts and the way I'm doing things making me unrighteous? And a lot of times in this truth, the biggest issue we have is letting go of what we think is right to now trust the direction of what the Father or the direction of the Father's. I don't have to understand it. And the truth is, half of the ways that the Most High does things, we'll never understand because this is our first time doing this. We don't see the outcome. And that's the one thing that we can't see. We can't see the outcome. And Well, I used to go into it. This is Steve Gabardo. You said faith is the substance of things hoped for. We're hoping for an outcome, but all we can hope for is the Father. We hope for the best outcome. The best outcome doesn't always benefit you.
Right. But that's because it's also unseen. We kind of sprinkle what we want to have happen.
And you know what? When we do that, we never get the outcome that the Most High is going to give. And this is how we go through our examples and we read this down. We're gonna pinpoint the understanding of man's outcome, what a man was trying to get done, what the Most High got done. We're gonna keep showing because it's in there through every hard time that we read about Israel, the Bible is going through. For them to have faith, they had to now trust that the Most High was going to come through with the best outcome, an outcome that was going to benefit me. It ain't always going to please me, but it's the outcome that I need.
It's kind of like when we were leaving Egypt and how Israel had to put their faith in Moses, like what the outcome they thought that it was going to be, it was going to go a lot smoother,
yep.
You know. And then when we ended up next to the Red Sea, then it was we had faith in what, you know, what you were saying about what the Most High was doing, and now you brought us out here to.
Yeah,
right. Because in their mind, the outcome was something else.
Yeah, they could have said, well, this is not the path. This is not the path that I would have taken.
Right.
But you led us here to the Red Sea. Now we're stuck here.
Right.
And the Pharaoh's army is on the way. So where was the wisdom in this path?
Right.
It wasn't until the Most High opened up the Red Sea. Oh, but
that was the outcome that
we hope. That's why I said, that wasn't the outcome that we hoped for.
Right.
But we're looking at this. What we're not looking at is this truth is about saving,
right,
about salvation. The thing that we're supposed to hope for is that the Father is going to save me from my enemies. I could be my own enemy. I could be my worst enemy. And the Father needs to save me even from me. So a lot of times it'll be, this is not the way you want it done. I know what I'm doing and what I'm putting together.
Right.
So sometimes you just got to hope. You have to put your trust in the fact that the Most High know what he's doing. He know what he's trying to put together. We're supposed to go back to focusing on just doing the Father's will, not looking for an outcome that benefit us. Because when we first... I know when I first came to the truth, I want to say this. For a lot of brothers, when we first came to the truth, we didn't come in because we was going to get a big house. We didn't come in because we was going to have money. We didn't come in because we have cars and fame and all that. We didn't come in for those things. We came in just to do the will of the Father. The focus wasn't what I was going to get. The focus was I was serving the Most High. Because I can remember, we lived in Albuquerque, but we didn't live in the best parts of Albuquerque. We lived in the war zone. The school was in the war zone, and a lot of brothers, they got their homes around the school, which was the war zone. But nobody wasn't thinking about that. And that wasn't sitting there thinking about, man, I'm in the war zone, and... I don't have no car, or I don't have a big house, or I ain't got no money in the bank account. That wasn't even a factor. The only thing we cared about was if I was doing the work of the Most High. No different than when we went to New York. We went to New York and seen brothers in the same condition. Brownstones with big-ass holes in them, in the middle of winter, cold showers, the whole nine, I didn't see lavish homes. I didn't see furniture. I didn't see money in bank accounts. I saw brothers that got up and proudly put their fringes on and rode the train, the street speaking. Get off the street speaking, jump back on the damn train to go back to Brooklyn or Harlem, wherever the hell they was from, without no problems, no complaints.
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 4, where it says, whatever is put upon you cheerfully.
But you know,
that's what we know,
but we never needed the scripture. We didn't need that scripture to go through because the one thing we was doing, it was our mind. I'm serving the Most High. So when the first Passover came up, and the brother said, man, we're going to Passover in New York. We're taking the train. That's a long train ride. But not one thought went on about that we on the train or how we got here. We had a good time getting there. It wasn't about, hey, if you was gonna lose your job. We understood. I can't even say we understood. Everything we did was it to please the Father. We were supposed to honor the Sabbath day, not the Sabbath day, honor the Passover, and then we were supposed to gather together. We were told to go to New York because that's where the Passover was held. No problem. We all jumped on a train, came back. If you had a job, you didn't have a job. We went to the Passover. If you didn't, and you didn't come empty-handed, and you had a garment. Sisters are sewing to everything else, making sure their husbands got the Passover. But there was never a thought of, well, I'm doing this, but this is what I hope for. Never, there was never looking for an outcome. That's what it was serving the Most High was in its purest form. I didn't have to understand it. I wasn't even trying to understand. I was just trying to do the will of the Father. If this is what the scripture said we had to do, we went and did it. Brother asked me, when I was in Albuquerque, he said, man, he was thinking about getting circumcised so he could teach, right? And he found out, I got circumcised at an older age. So he was like, why'd you do it? And I was like, I couldn't tell you why I did it. It was a way for me to prove that I was dedicated. I did it for that reason. Brother just told me, hey man, if you want to be on the podium, the individual was circumcised, so you got to be clean to get on this podium. All right, cool. I went and got circumcised. There wasn't an outcome I was looking for. Meaning, I wasn't looking for a reward. I wasn't looking for praise. I just wanted to serve the Most High.
Any opportunity to please the Heavenly Father.
But we've gotten away from that because every day people look. I'm looking for something to come to me, not the Most High to bring the best outcome to me. I would have never imagined being in this position now when I first started out the truth because this is not how I started. How I ended up now is not how I started. Everything the Most High has given me now, I didn't start like that. I didn't. I remember one car I had, the cab burnt it out. I got another car, the cab burnt it out. It was for the Jeep flea markets. It was road crew.
How you were blessed with a vehicle?
So it was.
Because I remember old Henrietta, the Buick Century of that Aria.
Yeah.
The Honda Civic, the 1973
yeah.
Honda Civic. That came from working.
Yeah, but a matter of fact.
And
you know what? And it was a trip, too, because even when Aria gave that, he was like, man, he was even like, he got a new vehicle. He passed it on down. He was steady getting hand-me-downs, but it was more than I had, we was thankful for that. But what the Most I gave, we were thankful for it. And then from that, it never was a thought, well, I'm going to get a big house out of this, or I'm going to get a car out of this, or I'm going to get land out of this, or I'm going to go. At no point, this is against the point I'm making, and I'm going to get back to the scripture, right? And there was no wisdom in getting any of these things. There's no way we could have predicted that it was going to end up like this, because that wasn't what was hoped for. We wasn't hoping for homes and cars. We was hoping for the kingdom. Every sacrifice was so that when Christ came back, I can make it to the kingdom. That was the only thing that was hoped for. I'm going this route because when we read the scriptures now, we can understand that there was a key element that we missed, that we're missing. We think faith is, I have faith if I do certain things, the Most High is going to bless me with this, 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 that. That's not faith. And that's not a blessing from the Father. There's no way. And I'm going to go read it, but when we go through enough examples, we're going to make this goal too. I'm going to give you one example. When the Most High told Moses to sacrifice Isaac, or Abraham, thank you, Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, to lock you, the one for that. But when he told him to sacrifice Isaac, at no point did Abraham say, I have faith and I hope that the Most High going to send something else. There's no way to even know what the Most High was going to do. That the Most High is going to say, his hope had to have been, don't do that, baby. I was just joking.
Right.
I was just joking, Abraham. Don't do that.
Right.
My point is, there's no way to predict what the Father's doing so that you don't even know what to hope for. Half the things that we've gone through in the truth, there's nothing that, what can you hope for? Because there's no way to predict what was going to happen, what the Most High is doing. There's no way to predict it. So what could you hope for? The only thing that you can hope for is that I keep doing the right thing so that I please the Father. I'm still in order with the Father. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go through this, Father. I'm going to do it because I want to be right with you. That is the only thing that we could hope for. But we're in this truth, like, the things that the Father blessed us with, well, I use wisdom, man, I did this. No, you didn't. That's not the blessing. We did not come. We 30 years, not one day did somebody ever tell me, well, Barnabas, you in this truth, man, you use wisdom and do the right things, you're going to have a house. No one said that. No one said, Barnabas, if you do the right things in this truth, man, you're going to have a car. No one, not one time did anybody ever tell me that that was my blessing or that was my reward. The only thing that we came in, the only thing that we hoped for is that Christ would come back and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That was the one thing we were hoping for. That was our hope, is that the Father is supposed to still be. But that is not the, what's the word I'm looking for? That's not what is looked for now.
Right.
The kingdom is, I'm going to let you in a minute. The kingdom is starting to be taken out of the picture, or the kingdom end up being secondary or third debt because I got a rib. I wanted a rib, I don't want a kingdom. I wanted a house. I want the house, but I want the kingdom. I want the rib, but I want the kingdom. I want the car, but I want the kingdom. So I stopped sacrificing for the kingdom. I've been doing more sacrificing because I wanted a wife. I was sacrificing because I wanted a husband. I was sacrificing because I wanted a car. Sacrificing because I wanted a house. I want money in the bank. I want to be able to pay my bills. I sacrificed for all these worldly things. And the kingdom now has become second, third. How do I know that? Because people that aren't getting the things that they hope, that they hope for, they lose faith and they leave because the house didn't come, because the car didn't come, because the rib ain't there, because the husband ain't there, because the money ain't there. And all of a sudden, to the point, even the ones that have the rib, the husband, the cars, the house, the money, that's all we even do less, because I got it. But you did get your reward, because that's why I said the kingdom that we preached, that we came in here motivated to make it to. Christ was come back year 2000. We was motivated. We here to go to the kingdom. Luke chapter 1 and verse 70. It was talking about, read that, Luke chapter 1 and verse 70. He's going to get it real quick. It's okay.
Stay in the book.
Yeah.
It's easy for the phone. I could have went on and just popped that. But Luke chapter 1 and verse 70, and it reads, "As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began,
go ahead,
that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us."
Read up. 68, that's what I want.
Luke chapter 1 and verse 68, and it reads, "Blessed be the Lord, almighty power of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people."
That is used to be what we considered a blessing,
right,
that the Most High was coming back to get us.
Right.
Now, what we consider that blessing has somewhat become second, sometimes third,
right,
on the priority list, because now I wanted a car, or I wanted a home, or I wanted a family, or I want worldly possessions, and I feel like I need these worldly possessions more than I need Christ the Most High to save us. Now the worldly possessions are the blessing that we're hoping for, that we strive for, and not the kingdom. When we read the Bible, when we go back and we're going to read the scriptures, we're going to find out that all the examples that we're going to read about were men that were looking, they were looking for the Most High to be their salvation.
Right.
They were looking for the kingdom. So I'm putting this back in the priority. This is what they had faith in. They didn't have faith that they were going to get a car, so I ain't got to ride the bus no more. They didn't have faith that, if I do this, I'm going to get a rib, so I don't got to be alone anymore. Or I'm going to get a husband, so I ain't got to be alone anymore. Or, I'm going to have a big house and money in my bank account, so I can now to take care of myself. I'm saying this. I'm not saying that these things aren't necessities that are needed. What I'm saying is our salvation, these are not the things that we're supposed to hope for. This world is going to burn. So if I put my hope in that house, the house is going to burn. If I put the hope in getting a relationship, a husband and wife, eventually that husband and that wife is going to pass. If I was looking for a stable job so that I can have a stable income to pay my bills, if this is my hope, and this is where I feel, this is the point when I say hope, these are the things that I feel the most secure in. I feel like I am doing something for the Most High when I have these things. I feel like I am pleasing the Father when I have these things. I feel more secure with my relationship with the Father when I have these things.
That gain.
It's got it. Right, but and we figure out this is what my faith has become. My faith is not in the kingdom because I don't want to go through anything to make it to the kingdom. Because that we read all these examples, we're going to get to them too. This is going to make sense when we start reading and showing examples of men in the Bible and the sacrifices that they made to get to the kingdom. Even Christ, this is about sacrifices were made to get to the kingdom. Not a man getting blessed. Right. My blessings in the world didn't bring me, that doesn't bring me closer to the kingdom. My sacrifices, bro, my sacrifices are what bring me closer to the kingdom. So, I don't want it misconstrued that I'm saying that it's wrong to have a house. It's wrong to have a car. It's wrong to have a wife. I'm not saying that. But what I'm looking at the sight and the mind of men that have left. Because I didn't have these things, I stopped. Because problems came up. I lost something. And because I lost, it could be glory position. I watched men leave because they got busted down. So now they don't want to do the work of the Most High anymore. They woman left. So that the whole world don't come. Now they don't want to do the work of the Most High anymore. Their husband left. Now she doesn't know, okay, I'm going to the world, I'm at my parents' house, hanging out with old friends, I'm back at the club. Why? Because me and my man didn't work out. I lost my house. I lost my job. I lost my job, my whole world fell apart because I lost this job.
And I lost my faith because of what my expectation or what my substance of what was hoped for didn't work out.
Right. You said that's right. So what we're saying the same thing. That's why I keep using. I'm using all the things that we have watched and inwardly, the Most High knows this is what a person is hoping for. The Father's like, that's why I want to read my thoughts, not your thoughts. I want to go there. It was Isaiah. You said you got it, Isaiah.
55:7-8.
Okay. Because we're going there. Going to these scriptures because I'm like, we secretly do hope. Hold on to it, yeah. We put our hope in the fact that the things that we're lacking, we are going to receive those things. And our drive, our push, our motivation, once we get those things, start to slow down. And you watch a man when he first come in the truth, he ain't got nothing, or he's diehard, the Most High. Because the Most High know your heart. He know our heart. So he knows, okay, I truly know what you're doing this for. I know your motivation because you're like a child. When I'm not giving that child what he wants, he throws a fit. He shuts down. I'm out of order. I'm negative, or I just shut down. Most of the time as a child, we just shut down. Okay, well, I don't want to do it. But I don't want to do it. Well, I don't want to do it. Why? Don't you want to go to the kingdom? I don't know if I believe in that. I don't know if that's truly what I believe in. I was hoping for something different than what it was I actually received. And that's what the scripture said. The Most High said he's not mocked. He said, whatever a man sow, that's what he also reap. Then he said, if I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap corruption. But if I sow to the spirit, and this is where it's time-consuming, and it takes sacrifices. Because I am sowing to the work, the knowledge, the work, the truth. If I sow to the Spirit, and it was about me getting this word out, he said you was going to reap life everlasting, right? But that comes when Christ comes back. So all the work that you're doing, it only bids you when Christ comes back. It doesn't, there is no wisdom that I'm using, I kept my credit good because I was using wisdom because, you know, Israel be having bad credit. No, not checking your credit score. Or I used wisdom and I was, I kept putting back money. I was saving up. I was making smart investments. I did this because Israel don't be having nothing. We'll be paying our bills. Brother kept taking care of his family. The Most High didn't guarantee. That's not what the Most High promised you. I'm going to keep going back. I feel cheated then because when I was coming into the truth, I would come to all of them brothers. Never once did anybody ever say, you was going to have a fat bank account. No one ever said, you was going to have a nice car. You going to get blessed with many homes. No one ever said none of that shit. It was all about sacrifice. Every time, it's like that old saying, every time I came to class, that was it. Every time I came to class, somebody had their hand out. Oh, I'm about to go do this over here. I'm about to go paint that floor. Go paint that wall. Go lay that towel up. Go grab that sign. Come up here and read. That's all I remember. I don't remember nobody promising homes, good credit. You can work. You can get towards this. This will buy you a home. Now, all of a sudden, I'm like, these are almost the things that, I don't know, maybe it's what men see. They saw, they did. I'm not going to say men don't get blessed for doing this work. Let me say this. Your blessing could be the fact that you're a whiz at the Bible because you put the time in studying. You got blessed with it. What? I cannot do anything about that. Or a brother took the time and he cultivated a sister, he taught her, and now she's serving him. She dedicated. I can't change that. That is the outcome from doing the work anyway. So that didn't mean that was a blessing. That was just that it was. That's the outcome of doing this work, man. When you use wisdom, a lot of good things gonna come to you. Everything is good, but that's not the motivation. And we're mistaking these things and thinking this is my motivation. And if I don't have these things, I can't go on to do the work of the Most High. That is where we put our faith in the things that we think the Father is going to give us, the things that we look at as important. And to the Father, and we're going to go prove it, that to the Father, the only thing was important to the Father was your sacrifice. Read Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Prove that. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2, and then Romans chapter 14. I will get there. Romans 12 and verse 1.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 1.
Go ahead.
And it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Heavenly Father,
right,
that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
He said, by the mercies of, what does it say exactly?
By the mercies of God.
Okay, so by the mercies of the Most High, that you present your body a what?
A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Most High,
right,
which is your reasonable service.
So,
I thought you were going to touch on the reasonable part. But anyway, and be not conformed to this world.
Be not what?
Conformed to this world.
Go ahead.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
So what is it that pleases the Father? It's your sacrifice.
Right.
That he said that you present yourself a living sacrifice. Cared about the homes, your land, your cars, your property, your woman, your kid. The Most High said, I'm not looking at none of those things.
Yeah.
Like those represent a blessing because the thing that pleases him was that we presented ourselves as sacrifices, holy, acceptable, which is reasonable service. Read on. He says, I'm sorry, and be
not conformed, meaning don't get wrapped up in the worldly possessions.
Because the world is looking
for where, you know.
Well, the world is comfortable in
right.
having a wife,
having
a husband, having
sure.
a car,
right.
having a home. And listen, he said, "How do I know I have conformed
right.
to that?" Because that is the thing I'm angry about, or I start to shut down when it's time to sacrifice, because the Most High is not giving me this, because this is not here, or that's not there. And because this is not here, my woman ain't there, my cars ain't there, my home ain't there, my money ain't there. Now, I'm not willing to make those sacrifices. Because I stopped, like I said, I have a misunderstanding about what it means to please the Father. And as teachers, I think we're not going out, and we are. Let me say this. We are. I'm a recant. Teachers, we are going out. And the reason why the seats aren't filled and the schools ain't got 199 and, you know, they ain't got 100 students in class, and we ain't got the mega church and everything else,
right.
because the message that we teach is sacrifice, that you have to keep presenting yourself as a sacrifice. And that is not, because a person sitting at home is going to now justify themselves as what? This is reasonable,
right?
Because of what, but whatever I'm going through, that's what I make it reasonable. But you know, the problem is too, that's something that we have to all look into ourselves. Because I will say, I'm going through something. Me and my woman are fighting. We're going through it, and now I sit home, and I'm just reading the Bible. I'm studying. Now me studying, I am going to justify my actions of staying at home and just studying the Bible as my reasonable service. We all are guilty of that. As soon as I'm going through something, now I am the person that determines what's reasonable. See, the Father understands what I'm going through. And this right now, this is all I can give because this is what I'm going through. So right now, if I can't do nothing but just, I got up on the Sabbath day, I washed, and I just laid back down and do nothing on the Sabbath day. That is my reasonable service.
That is your reasonable service in your mind.
Of course.
You're not looking at, well, what is, the thing is that we don't know the difference between what our reasonable is and what the Most High's reasonable is.
We do. You know why we do? No. I'm saying that's what we do. Because when we first came in the truth,
we did.
Somebody was making you do. Somebody kept saying, hey, go put that towel up there. Go and hang that over there. Go do this over here. Report to that flea market. Go to that mall. Go to the security zone. Go study. Go teach class. Somebody was making you sacrifice all day. On something, hey, but y'all got to come to the school, man. We have a council. Y'all get over to the school. We got a deal. Every time I had that con, every time you heard that con like that, you know that brother had something else. It was some other place he wanted to be other than what you just told him to do. Hey, you got to get out. But we need this. We need the vow paid. But I have plans to do this, that. Because majority of the time, brothers get angry and mad because I didn't get to do what I was planning to do. You was messing with my plans. Damn, brother. Right. And then every time I'm going through something, that reasonable service is less and less. If I'm not getting what it is that I think I'm supposed to receive, that reasonable service gets less, less, and less. So the standard of that sacrifice, we first come in, somebody is having But I need you to do this over here. Right. You got to come over here. You got to drop this over here. You got to go. You all over the place. But that was.
You're motivated by that seal.
But that was reasonable. We just.
It didn't matter. We just did.
But that's why I said we lacked understanding. Not now. But we is a lack of understanding that sacrifice is what pleases the Most High. That's what we're going to read about. We're going to read about the things that please the Father. Now, go to, what did I say? Give me the scripture now.
Isaiah 55.
Yep, read that. Isaiah 55, verse 5, verse 7 and 8. Read that. Isaiah. There we go.
So,
let's read that.
Okay, so Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7.
Okay.
And it reads, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts."
Oh, so listen, we're starting out, and then there's another one. He said, "My thoughts are higher than your thoughts."
Right.
That's what it means. That's in your pocket. Right?
But Isaiah 55 and 7 starts out with, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Most High, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God," or our Father, "for he will abundantly pardon."
No,
this is verse 8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Most High."
You know what you have to start on this? You have to start with thoughts.
Huh. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 5, it says, "Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Most High, thy power, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee."
So I'm showing you, and this goes with the, Jeshua. You hear about Jeshua and all the Most High blessed, and his beauty went, what did it say, his beauty went before him.
Right.
Everybody knew about Israel because of what the Most High has done. So we read about the same thing, but we turn from the Father. But we started now above. We know what it was. We got caught up in the blessings. We thought it was us. We didn't look and see, man, the Most High did this. And you know that man got caught up because the Most High blessed me because of who I was and the life I was living to please him. I started thinking, I'm using wisdom. I'm doing this. No. You got it what you got because you was reading the Bible. You ain't did jack. We ain't did nothing but read. That's all we do day in, day out is we read, and we have someone else read. Let me show you this in the Bible. And the Most High was blessing us because of that. We read and we learned the laws of the Most High, the high holy days of the Father. And by us reading those things, and now changing, we were getting blessed from that. All of a sudden now, we stopped. We made reading and following the book and making the changes that the Bible require of me to make, we started making that secondary. And the more I'm not getting the things that I was blessed up with, and I got caught up in the blessings, the more I got, the less I did, the less of the things that I did to receive those blessings. To the Father finally to stop giving it. Well, you know he's having a problem with it because now the things that you're given, they're starting to turn on you. That rib, ain't it? That rib is not as virtuous as you used to be. That husband is harder. Now, businesses are struggling. Homes are being taken. Children ain't serving the Most High no more. our sacrifices have gotten less. But the sacrifice is how you show the Most High that you, that's how we, that is the only way to please the Father that he's looking for.
You know, it's like being in the mind frame of Cain, because Cain felt his sacrifice was what was going to please the Heavenly Father, and that was why, help me out with this real quick, bro. Being in the mind of Cain, he gave the Heavenly Father the sacrifice that he wanted to give.
Right, as opposed to looking, you know, but you know, he didn't actually give the sacrifice the Most I wanted to give.
No,
why?
He wanted to give,
and then the Most High said, "Follow your brother.
Right.
Don't let follow him."
Right.
But I slew him because that I don't want to give that level of sacrifice. I want what I'm doing to be acceptable.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm the one with the blessing. Anyway, I'm the oldest. He felt like he was busted down.
What? Right? Well, I'm gonna say this because you know we're gonna go too deep.
Right.
What is the understanding you're trying to make is?
He gave his what he thought was a sacrifice that was acceptable.
There you go.
And it wasn't.
So and you know I'm saying this. What we can take from that is on point is the fact that when we're going through something and we're not getting what we want, or shoot, if I've already gotten what it was I wanted, I got my home. I got my car. I got my bank account. I got my woman. I don't see why I need to keep giving at this level. I don't see why I need to get up and sacrifice. Now, when I got my home, when I got my car, you can't tell me nothing anymore now. So now, when I have all these things, I can close the door. I'm not open to let you tell me, hey, we need to go out here and go street speaking. Or, hey, brother, we need to go pass this literature out. No, it ain't happening no more. Because I got my reward.
Right.
And it ain't until the Most High starts stripping those rewards that all of a sudden, hey, man, I got, brother, I don't know what's going on. All right, you got to do more to serve the Most High. Brother, I've been sacrificed. I've given. I was giving. I was already doing that. I was doing that. The most I like you was never supposed to stop doing it. I've never once told you that you have done enough. I told you to present your body a living sacrifice. That means while you're alive, you're supposed to be. That was it. That is what pleased me.
Sacrifice means as long as you can.
I need you sacrificing. I'm looking for the next day. What are you giving? I'm looking for the next project. What are you doing for me?
What are you sacrificing?
You have nothing because you're sacrificing nothing. You're struggling because of your lack of sacrifice, because what you think this truth is about gaining. Gain ain't godliness. Sacrifice is godliness. That's the thing that pleases the Most High. They keep trying to tell you, he says, man, they perceive the gain is godliness. Gain ain't godliness. But sacrifice it is. Gain ain't pleasing the Father. But sacrifice is well pleasing to the Father. So let's get into this now. Let's read a little bit. We done built this up enough. Romans 12?
Back to Romans 14.
No. Romans 14. Read Romans 14. Romans chapter 14. I don't want to go too fast, but I don't want to make the time either. But I want to make sure we're making good points. Romans chapter 14.
Romans chapter 14 and 22. 14 and you didn't give me the verse.
22.
Romans chapter 14 and verse 22. And it reads, "Hast thou faith?"
Read it again.
"Hast thou faith?"
Hold on. Start at verse... criticize.
So, so Romans 14 and where you?
These are the first part was 19.
So we're at Romans chapter 14 and starting at verse 19.
I'm sorry, 16.
Verse 16.
I'm not going to say nothing. We're just going to read.
Romans chapter 14 and verse 16, and it reads, "Let not then your good be evil spoken of."
So catch that. We're not supposed to, the good that we're doing is not supposed to become evil spoken of. What does he mean? Because I think I'm doing good. That means if I'm out here passing out literature, or I'm out here teaching, or I'm out here recruiting, if that's, I'm not supposed to let nobody speak evil of that. Let's read and figure out what did Paul mean when he said that. Read on.
Verse 17, it says, "For the kingdom of the Most High is not meat and drink."
It's not what?
Meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
So the kingdom of the Most High is not meat or drink. It's not house. It's not car.
Right.
It's not rib. It's not husband.
It's not children.
It's not children. It's not in game.
Right.
It's not carnal. It's not something tangible.
Right.
The kingdom of the Most High is not meat and drink.
But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
So the Most High is gauging my righteousness. He's gauging my peace. Am I frustrated? Am I angry all the time? I'm not at peace. So the kingdom is in righteousness. It's in peace and in joy of the Holy Spirit or the true Spirit. When I'm in the Spirit, I'm just happy to be in the Spirit. Not in what I have, but I'm happy to be in the Spirit, a part of, doing the work, doing the will of the Father, being linked with the Father.
Yeah, it's the cheerfulness.
Read on.
Romans chapter 14 and verse 18, and it reads, For he that in these things serveth Yahweh Shai is acceptable to the Most High.
So, it's tight on. So a man that's in these things, he's working on his righteousness. He's at peace, and his joy comes from being in order with the Most High. That man is acceptable to the Most High. So the Most High don't care about what you're eating, what you're drinking. That's something you're supposed to do. That's not something that's supposed to motivate you. Your home, cars, that's not something that's supposed to motivate you. That's not something that's supposed to bring about righteousness. Those are the things that are supposed to bring you just a place to have you at peace, to have you happy. I just got a new car, man. I'm happy. I just got this big house, man. I'm happy. The Most High blessed me with a rib. I'm happy. The Father's like, the kingdom is not there. The kingdom is not in meat and drink. The kingdom is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy in the fact that I'm pleasing the Father. I'm doing the will of the Father. This is for he that in these things serveth Yahweh Shai, is acceptable to the Most High,
and approved of men.
And all, every man, your approval is coming by the fact this is a man that strives to be righteous,
right.
Not a man striving for a big house. This is a man striving to be at peace, not striving to have a big car or money in the bank.
Right.
Or I'm striving to be in the Spirit, to be of the Most High. Read on.
19, it says, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace."
Which make for what?
For peace.
To have us linked with the Father. We're supposed to be following after the things which make for peace. we're following the things, we're following a program that we think makes a big house, makes money in your bank account, makes a car, makes a rib or a husband. We're supposed to be following after the things which make for peace. Go ahead.
Romans chapter 14 and verse 19, it says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another.
So I can't, my home can't edify you. My cars can't edify you. My family, my money, it can't edify you. It's not going to get you to the kingdom. I can't teach you nothing from my substance. The sacrifices that I make, I'm supposed to be teaching you from all the sacrifices that I make, the Most High is well pleased. And then I'm going to edify you. The more you sacrifice, the Most High is going to be pleased because this is what pleases him. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Romans chapter 14 and verse 20. And it reads, the meat for meat destroy not the work of the Most High. All things indeed are pure.
There's nothing wrong with meat. Nothing wrong with a house. Nothing wrong with a car. Nothing wrong with a rib or a husband. It doesn't destroy. For me, destroy not the work of the Most High. You can have these things.
Right.
That's not affecting the work of the Most High. But also it shows one thing, too, that these things don't constitute the work of the Most High.
Right.
I give you meat. All things indeed are pure.
Right.
It was nothing wrong with that.
All things indeed, the things that you do, are positive, are pure.
But
it is evil for that man who eateth with offense.
But now what makes it evil is I'm partaking of this. I got it, but I'm hurting the next man. I'm not edifying the next brother. I got this man in the truth chasing a home. Not that I got him there. I'm not saying that. If we don't properly teach these brothers what is expected of the Most High, or we don't keep being an example of what is expected of the Father, then we're only going to now, when this man is not getting what he thought he was supposed to get in this truth, this brother is going to be offended. And then that's when my meat or whatever I'm doing is become evil spoken of. Now I'm causing evil. I let my lifestyle be offensive. Because now this man ain't getting it then. Now he's offended. Well, I thought, if I was going, I came in, I did this, I did this, and I was going to get blessed with a home. I was going to bless with a rib. Or I was going to bless with a car. You have a lot of brothers. That's their motivation. Their motivation was the Father was going to give me this. And when he didn't give it, when he took something away or he didn't give it, then I was offended. But at this point, what we got to realize is that we are given a false representation of what this truth was about.
And actually what faith is about, right?
Right.
21, because we're going all the way through 22, right? But you started me at 22, and then you said we'll go up. So go through 21 and 22?
Yep.
Romans chapter 14 and verse 21, it says,
Read 15.
Okay. Romans chapter 14 and verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat,
uh-huh,
now walkest thou not charitably.
Now walkest thou how?
Charitably.
No, I'm not one to sacrifice anymore.
You're not. Well,
he's grieved with, he wants. What you,
he's not charitable because he's expecting something.
Well,
doing something without the expectation of getting something.
But thou walkest thou not charitably, meaning
right.
Now you're walking because you know, listen, if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, it's something you have. The mindset that men are put in is if I do this, 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 that, I'm going to get rye. I'm going to get what you have. I'm going to get your substance.
Right.
If you have a home, I'm going to get that home. I'm going to get a home like this if I do the same thing you did.
Right.
And then.
Which brings on the sin covetousness.
But see, what happens is you sit home in that. You're home in that meat. You stop sacrificing. You won't get up. Someone told me something earlier, man, about older men, the truth, how they didn't want to leave New York because they didn't want to leave things that they had that were built up. That they have certain responsibilities of those kids and those home, rib, whatever, that I didn't want to leave that to get out here and go spread the gospel. Now, you had a lot of men that came in, pushed to get rank, because they were also now striving for that position so that they could be the same exact way. I came in here and I sacrificed, I did the work, so I would get to the position that I could be at home with my family, taking my kids to softball games, hanging out with my rib and going to the movies, having dinner, vacations, the whole nine. I thought that was the pot at the end of the rainbow.
To get in a position where you were comfortable and you didn't have to do as much sacrificing as you did to get to that position.
And it says that now walkest thou not charitably. We are not conscious of the fact that I was supposed to continue sacrificing, because that is the thing that they were supposed to continue to see, the grind. But so, yeah, I got the home, but I'm never home to enjoy it. That was supposed to be the outcome, because that's what was, that was the example that was set before. Brother said, yeah, my brother had five ribs. I never seen them. I don't know, y'all have five wives. I've never seen, I only seen one because of Passover. Once a year, I may have seen one different one. To this day, I couldn't tell you what they looked like. Because that was a sacrifice that he was making. Instead of being in his home enjoying it, he would be on the road 3 months, 6 months.
See what I have.
The work didn't. You. That's basically. But that is basically. Even if you bring me around, that is the message that we are presenting. When we start making the work revolve around what we have, that is the message that you are throwing out there to our brothers and sisters. So they only strive for that.
Charitable, as a charity, is supposed to be a life sacrifice, because it says, we just came from Romans 12:1, where it says...
No, you got to read this next part. You got to read this part. But you got to read the next part, because that is the meat of it.
Right.
In Romans chapter 14.
In verse.
In the 15.
Right. So Romans chapter 14 and 15, it says, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably.
Go ahead.
Destroy not him with thy meat.
Read it again.
Destroy not him with thy meat.
Go ahead.
For whom Yahushai died.
Read on.
Let not then your good be evil spoken of.
Now my good is whatever good I think I'm receiving, because this dude's motivation, his understanding, his drive, his dedication, all these things are being destroyed because he's seeing my meat. Because he sees the substance, he sees what I have, and now giving a false representation of what pleases the Most High or what is acceptable of the Most High. Because I didn't show him sacrifice and I'm not an example of sacrifice, there's no way for this man to ever truly learn what is acceptable in the eyes of the Most High.
Supposed to get the education.
Never. He won't. There won't be any education. Read on. Now jump down to verse 21.
Romans chapter 14 and verse number
22.
Or because that's where I keep saying that I don't Philakia.
Read 22.
22. Romans chapter 14 and verse 22. And it reads, "Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before the Most High."
Go ahead.
"Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth."
In the thing which he what?
Alloweth.
What did I allow? How did I allow myself to be condemned? I got caught up in the meat. I got caught up in what I had rather than the sacrifices. Rather than being an example of sacrifice, I was more caught up in the fact of, well, I need this. I need this. I need this. I've allowed myself for the Father to look at me and, like I said, you lost it. You ain't pleasing me. You're not an elder. You're not an example.
You're caught up in your fleshly.
Because you're
meat.
You made it about what you have more than the sacrifice that I was requiring you to do. I made it about, it's like telling me, I need this. Serve the Most High, I need this. To do the work of the Most High, I need this. The Father's
like in the spirit, we're negotiating
on.
With Father. Well,
if Father, you know what I need to do.
Right.
Won't you give me this?
Right.
He like, no, I just need your sacrifice. Only thing I was requiring of you was the sacrifice.
Right.
So the fact that you didn't have that, and you still went and did it, was acceptable to me.
Because I'm sure.
Well,
that was you did it without the expectation of getting.
But that
you would think.
But because the sacrifice is well pleasing to the Father, and we're missing the point that is the thing that the Most High is looking for.
Right.
It's
a continual sacrifice.
Because that is what you were supposed to present to him. Present your body a living sacrifice.
Right.
Holy.
So it's hand in hand with everlasting salvation.
So you got to look at the fact that why are we
everlasting salvation? You have to continually sacrifice.
But I look at it, but we have not figured that out because we're more angry. We stop being charitable. We stop loving. We stop helping. We stop making the sacrifices for another brother.
Right.
Or says we stop doing that because I'm not getting what it is I want. I'm angry at the fact the Father is not giving me what I want. Or, hell, I got what I want. And now I'm not realizing that at this point, what I have, and now my motivation and drive, thing else, my level of sacrifice is diminishing. Now I become, or I become like read 21.
It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth or is offended.
Read.
Or is made weak.
Read that one more time, please.
Okay. Romans chapter 14 and verse 21. And it reads, "It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine."
It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine. Go ahead.
"Nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth."
Go ahead.
"Or is offended."
Or
is made weak.
He said, it is good to me not to have these things there.
Right.
If I know that this is going to trip up my brother, it's good for me not to do it.
Good.
Not to do it and not to bring you around you. I'm not going to throw that in your face because I know you're going to get weak. I know you're going to get offended. So the life that we was living and the liberty sometimes that men have taken have made their brothers stumble. Or brothers got offended. Or they just got weak. That motivation and drive started to diminish.
That's the motivation.
That's tight, man.
22.
Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before the Most High. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And
I'm allowing, we're going to move on because that's the verse I wanted. I am going to allow for the things I'm doing, I'm allowing myself to be condemned because the only thing that I'm giving myself to is the things that are tripping brothers up. I'm not realizing that the question, do you have faith? Do you believe in the program? Because what will show your faith, still willing to sacrifice. I'm still conscious of the fact that my life or what I'm doing or wherever my focus is at is causing another man to stumble.
Well,
and I'm going to say that.
You're not sacrificing.
No, I say that out because men are sacrificing. Men are working. I've sacrificed. It's got me to a certain level. And I stop loving, or I stop trying to edify, I stop trying to develop and build. I'm sitting here, and I'm not watching. I'm watching another man. Okay, you got there, now get him there. How long has it been the truth? We watch men get to a point, but I didn't help the next man get to that point. I didn't invest enough into this person for them to now get to the point that I got to. Majority of the time, my level of sacrifice started to dwindle. I'll teach. I'll go to Sabbath dinners. I'll go to high holy days. I'll counsel when the brother's messing up, or I'll counsel when what this man is doing is affecting what I need. Then I'm more counseling. But nowhere have we had to make sacrifices and keep putting more work in so that I kept working. I had to up my level of work so that this man could get where I am. He could get the things that he needs. But I won't up my level of work so that this man can get the things that he needs. I am going to focus on looking out for me. I'm condemning myself in the eyes of the Most High. I just don't see it. From there, I want you to go to the Apocrypha, right? Apocrypha games. To the Apocrypha. Let me get this real quick. Every time it goes like that. Well, why it starts so late, man? Let me go to the Apocrypha real quick. Ecclesiastes, the Apocrypha, chapter 1. We're going to keep going at this for a little bit. There's a few scriptures I want to get. So even if you're on the phone, continue listening. If the show's still going, continue listening because we're going to go just a little bit longer with a few more scriptures. So Ecclesiastes, chapter 1 and verse 14. I'm going to read it real quick. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it was created from the faithful. It was created with the faithful in the womb. She has built an everlasting foundation with men. Talking about wisdom. It says, and she shall continue with thy seed, or with their seed. The fear of the Lord is fullness of wisdom, and fill it men with her fruits. But this truth is that for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it was created with the faithful. you develop more of a respect for the Most High because I am going to now keep giving and dedicating and sacrificing at the same level to at least see what the Father's putting together.
I mean, the word faith.
Wait. But let me say, I'm not going to come up with a word. I want you to understand one thing. Because we can go back to the beginning. We can go back to when we came out of Egypt. If we would have just trusted the Father and went on and rolled, we would have seen the benefit of the kingdom or us being in our own homeland flowing with milk and honey, everything else. We would have saw what the Father was putting together. But because we keep leaning to our own understanding, or we only go as far as when we start seeing the good, yeah, like, yep, we're supposed to wipe all of the heathen out of our land. Tribes got to their land and stopped. Things to everything else. They didn't continue to just trust the Most High's plan before we got to go in the kick with land flow of milk and honey, the promised land.
Right.
The Most High, like, it's ready for you.
Right.
We
Joshua and the scouting mission.
Brother, don't. So, but my point was, we don't trust the Father's plan. So we keep either stopping where we think is good, or we leave before we ever see the outcome of what he's doing.
We're not obedient because we're not obedient to what he's telling us to do in faith, like Abraham did. He just did what the Heavenly Father said to do, and it worked out.
Because I was trusting the process.
Right.
Abraham didn't trust the process.
Right.
Question that we don't trust the process of what the Most High is doing. We don't have faith in the process of what he's doing. Things work out for your favor in that process. Some things don't. Some things you receive a blessing and certain things you need it. Certain things the Most High made you keep sacrificing. You got this, you got to give it up. I'm holding on, I don't want to give that up. If you want to go here, you need to let that go because I need you here. I don't want to let it go. I'm beating around the bush to go and do what the Most High is requiring of you because I don't trust what he's creating. I don't trust what he's doing. If we're going to please the Father, we have to trust the process of what he's doing because he is using the examples, the Bible, the examples of men, in the Bible to get us to him. But if he's the one that's guiding us down the road that we're having to go to make it to his kingdom, I have to trust. I have to have faith in the process of what he's doing. Keep trying to find something to sustain us on earth. Man, we're going to buy some land. And he's going to grow fruits and vegetables. I like that. He's going to get you to the kingdom. That's not, you're stopping. Man, I'm trying to find a rib to help me raise my kids. If the Father didn't bless you with one right now, because you don't need that. That's not essential to the process that I'm building. This brother got a rib. Well, how he get a rib and I don't? Well, that sister may be essential to what I'm building. But I don't know. You don't know? No, none of us know. That's why it's faith. It's all we can do is hope that I'm putting my faith in the Father and he's going the right direction. But we keep trying to understand what it is he's doing. Why is it okay for him to have that, but not me? Why is it that I got to do that, but he don't? Why was my road this way and his wasn't that way? I don't I'm starting to question that. What you know what the scriptures call that? That is called doubt. And he that doubted is damned if he eat, because he eat not of faith. For whosoever is not of faith is sin. That was Romans chapter 14 and verse 23.
Right.
So the whole time I've been second-guessing the Father, and I keep dragging my brother, shutting down, or I'm just not happy to please him. The whole time all I've been doing is sinning.
Read that scripture.
No, I'm sorry. Go there. Come on, hold on a second. Is it okay? Yeah. You're right in class for a second, man. Hebrews 11:6.
Oh,
that's up. Okay. What happened? And the knock on the door to God. Come on, everyone. I'm down in there. Yeah. Okay. At that time. Read that.
So Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, and it reads, "But without faith it is impossible to please him.
Go ahead.
For he that cometh to the Most High must believe that he is,
that he what?
That he is,
uh-huh.
and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently
seek." So you have to believe, that the Most High is real,
right,
and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You have to believe that the Most High is going to reward you with the kingdom. That was his reward. So I got to believe that if I keep sacrificing for the Father, then he is going to reward me with a seat in the kingdom. I got my spot in the kingdom. Read on.
7. It says, by faith, Noah, being warned of the Most High,
what?
Warned of the Most High,
uh-huh,
of things not seen as yet,
where?
Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
So you look at the fact that Noah's faith was built on the fact that the Most High said, I'm finna destroy the world you live. No different than today. We live under the same understanding,
the same
judgment,
same,
the same stipulation, the same judgment we live under.
Right. Like
the Most High said, I am going to come, and I'm going to destroy this place by fire.
Right.
People are going to be marrying and giving the wine until all of the,
and drinking,
all the way until I enter into the ark,
right,
all the way until Christ come back. We're going to still be acting like we got time,
right,
to just mess around and just live the way we want to live. Time to enjoy. That's crazy. We believe that we are going to have time to grow our crops, to enjoy our crops, to watch our kids grow up. We believe Christ will come back in, man. I got time.
You got family.
My bro, where you been at, man? I went and got married, man. I'm trying to make sure my daughters find good husbands. I'm trying to make sure my son finds good wives. I'm trying to make sure they get their college degrees, get a good job, pay their bills, and just take care of themselves. Because how do we know that is, are we doing the same thing? Because our children, even today, what are they focusing? They're not focusing on getting ready to leave this place. They're not focusing on trying to get to the kingdom. What are they focused on?
They're focusing on their life.
Yeah, having fun,
eating and drinking,
and getting married. I'm looking for a relationship. That's it. I want to have a good job, so I can have money, to have fun, and travel, have some fun, meet somebody, get married, have kids.
Right.
They gonna, same process going to be there until there's no fear that we are not going to be unprepared and that we're working to get prepared for this day to come. Shoot, I wish I had more time, man. I'm going to have to. We're gonna keep working on this topic because we're going to keep showing that sacrifice, even with Noah. Noah had to sacrifice his life preparing to get himself ready to not have, be destroyed by this event that was going to happen. All the way through, I had to trust the Father's process.
And that it was going to happen. Because he said, this is what I'm going to do.
So we have to ask ourselves this. And you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm going to add to it. We look at things and we can look at, and I'm more focused on everything else but what he said he was going to do. What he said he was going to do has become second and third as a priority to what it is I'm trying to do and I'm trying to accomplish. With that, now forgive me, I know it's getting good. It's going to be better. The class is fire. It's going to be good. I want y'all to join back in next Friday. We'll make sure we start. Maybe we can sneak in another hour, man. Start a little bit earlier. I've got to get this up. If it's on me, man, I'll be everywhere to the last damn minute, man. My mind is putting this over here, but I like the class. It's going to build on point. You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep growing. And like I said, I'm loving some of the topics and examples that these other teachers are coming with, man. If y'all listen to the message, everybody's saying, get ready. It ain't no, the time is short. The day is spent. We do got to wake up. He said the kingdom. Then you would believe.
Right. Because he was looking at, like, but we don't live by sight. We live by faith.
I have to be in that book, okay. Focusing on the signs, looking at the things going on, making the adjustments in myself that I need to repent. There are a lot of things about us that we have to change. There's a lot of old methods and old ideas and priorities, the things that you're doing this for. You got to really go back and evaluate yourself and look at what you're doing, because if we don't start doing that, I'm going to end up lost. I'm going to end up lost, and I lost my salvation because of a lie that I wanted to believe. And I allowed my comfort to destroy me. That's what we will end up doing if we don't wake up. So we're going to end it there. To go longer, nothing I love to go longer. I'm going to wait, and we're going to keep hitting on it and going into it, man. But we're going to thank everybody for coming out and joining us. And we're going to, you know, let all the brothers that are continuing to blog talk and continue to teach in these schools and everything else to continue. Let's continue getting this message out, man, and try to wake up our people. So with that, I'm going to say shalom.
Shalom.